Hi. Next week, 下个星期, don't forget.
下个星期,
Richard Lewis.
我们的课助讲员 Richard Lewis 来到我们当中。
There are very few people who know how to lead worship.
我不是认识很多人会真正的去带领敬拜。
Many worship leaders today are very good at making you emotionally, soulishly feel better.
很多可能现在很多敬拜的那些团队呢，会让你在好像情感上面，你的感觉上觉得很好。
Some churches today are so reliant on lights, sound system.
可能现在很多大的那些教会，他们会取决于用灯光、舞台设计东西来吸引你来敬拜。
Pop star worship leader.
可能一些非常出名的那些敬拜的团队。
And it makes your soul feel better.
会让我们的魂感觉很好。
Just like listening to classical music.
就好像听一些古典音乐一样。
But a true worship leader.
但一个真正的敬拜者，
leads you into the presence of God.
会把你真正带入到神的同在当中。
Where it's more than just emotion.
在这个敬拜当中的时候，不只是我们情感上得到满足，
encounter God，
或者你在这个敬拜当中与神相遇。
And I've served with Richard Lewis for 15 years in Kensington Temple, where there were 20,000 people.
在我跟 Richard Lewis 一起在KT 的教会呢，服侍超过15年。
He has that anointing.
我知道他有这样的恩膏。
And now he serves as an itinerant minister. He goes around the world.
现在他去世界的各地不同的教会去传。And
he leads worship for Benny Hinn, Rana Bonko, all these other people.
他也为世界各地很多有名的那些讲员呢，为他们敬拜。And
so don't miss it. Don't miss it.
所以我鼓励大家不要错过这个非常好的机会。
Even if you don't understand what he's saying, because most of the time he's laughing.
就算你不能明白他说什么，可能就是他当中敬拜的时候有很多那种笑声。
There is something about the atmosphere that changes.
但是当他真的去敬拜的时候，会改变这个整个的氛围。
Those of us who've been in his meetings,
对于那些已经参加过 Richard Lewis的那个敬拜聚会的时候，
you know what I'm talking about.
你知道我在讲什么。
Amen? Hallelujah! Hallelujah! It will offend some people.
可能有时候会得罪一些人。
It's not your normal worship because it's quite lively.
可能他那种敬拜的方式并不是你所熟悉的或者你很习惯的方式。
Amen? How many of you remember last time when he was here? He played, and then suddenly he just fell on the floor laughing.
大家有没有记得上一次他来到我们当中的时候，他突然就是在弹电子琴，然后突然他就倒在地上在大笑。
And then the whole congregation laughed at him and then ended up laughing.
然后呢，后来会众看到他这样子的行为也开始大笑，所以大家就是真的带了很多喜乐在我们当中。
How many of you know in the house of God you can laugh?
有多少人知道在我们在神的殿中是蛮有喜乐的？
Amen. We're not baptized in lemon juice.
我们并不是来进入到这个好像受虐的一个状况当中。
Some people come to church feeling so unhappy. It's like they got baptized into lemon juice. That's what the people say.
很多时候他们来了就会觉得好像受了捆绑，很不开心的样子。
是柠檬，
就好像进入到那个柠檬水一样，很苦很酸的样子。
Amen. Today is Resurrection Day.
今天是一个复活的日子。
And it's good news that Jesus is alive.
是给我们的好消息，说耶稣是活着的神。
But what I want to explore with you.
今天我想跟大家讨论的是，
Why did Jesus die for us?
为什么耶稣为我们而死呢？
Amen. Today we're going to go into a very deep theological discussion.
今天我会跟大家进入一个非常很详细的一个讨论。
Because not every pastor believes in the same thing.
因为不是可能每个牧师都相信同样的东西。
So today you're listening to what I believe in.
今天可能让大家听听我所相信的一个信仰。
And I hope that you will be blessed by it.
我也希望你们听到以后呢，受到祝福。
You know, on Good Friday, Jesus was crucified.
在耶稣受难的日子。
Yeah, and Passover on Good Friday.
所以他是在那个逾越节的时候呢，他受难。
Okay, thank you. Are we ready? So why did Jesus have to die for us?
所以为什么耶稣会为我们而死呢？
So Jesus hangs on the cross.
当耶稣被钉在十字架的时候，
Many Christians we say Jesus died for me.
很多基督徒会说耶稣是为我而死的。
But why?
为什么呢？
Why does he have to die?
为什么耶稣会为我们而死呢？
What is so special about his death?
关于他的死有什么特殊之处呢？
To understand this, we have to understand it in terms of a number of areas.
为了明白这个东西呢，我们可以从几个方面来看分析。
We have to look at his heart.
我们要看耶稣的他的心。
His heart towards people.
他对耶稣对人的心，对人民的心。
Then we got to look at his death from a legal point of view.
然后我们也从这个律法的那个角度来看耶稣的死。
Then we have to look at his death from a spiritual point of view.
然后我们再从属灵的角度来看耶稣的死。
If you can look at his death from his heart, his willingness to die.
如果我们从看那个从耶稣的心意来看他的死的话。
Why he chose to die?
为什么他选择来死呢？
Then we look at why he has to die from the legal point of view.
然后我们从一个律法的角度来看，说为什么耶稣必须要去被钉死。
Then we look at the spiritual results of his death.
然后我们再接着从属灵的角度来看，因为他的死带来了什么样的后果。
How it affects us.
这个他的死给我们如何影响到我们的生命。
From the heart of Jesus' point of view.
从耶稣他的心意来讲。
When we look at him hanging on the cross.
当我们看到他被钉在十字架上的时候。
He died because of love.
他为我们，他死是因为爱。
Sometimes we see the picture of Jesus hanging on a cross, and then the word love is written in a picture.
很多时候我们在一个图画中看到耶稣被钉十字架，在那个十字架上有一个爱的字刻在那边。
It is so. Therefore, Jesus died because he loves us.
所以就是因为耶稣爱我们，所以他为我们而死。
But what a lot of people miss, he died not only because he loves us, but because he loves God.
很多时候我们错过了一点，就是耶稣为我们死并不只是他爱我们，而且因为他爱神。
That we miss most of the time.
这也是我们很多时候我们错过的一点。
You see, as a Jew, as a man that was raised up in Israel,
耶稣他是从小是在以色列长大的。
That every good Jewish boy has to do one thing.
每一个好的那个很孝顺的那种以色列
的孩子都要做一件
事情。
They have to live their life to glorify His name.
他们必须呢活一个生命是荣耀他们自己的名。
And we see the phrase "Hallowed be your name."
我们看到经常会看到一个名言说，愿你的名称圣得圣。
And so in the Lord's Prayer, we hear the verse, "Our Father who art in heaven, Hallowed be your name."
我说在天的父，愿人就尊你的名为圣。
And that should be our aim as well, that our lives should hallow His name.
所以这也是成为我们人生的目的，我们的人生要尊神的名为圣。
And in Hebrew, they have been taught to say Kadosh Hashem, which means let your name be sanctified.
所以就是在以色列呢，他们从小被教导，他们要用这个名言来生活，就是。愿你的名为圣。
So every decision that a Jewish boy would make, he actually has to ask this question: Kadosh Hashem, does this glorify God's name?
所以对于一个犹太人的男孩来说，他们从小被教导说，他们做了每个决定都要问自己一个问题，就是说我做的决定是不是荣耀神的名。
And it is something that we all should copy.
这也是我们每一个人应该学习的一个
观点。Every decision, everything you say.All your actions, you've got to ask this question. Does it glorify God's name?
我们所做的每一件事情，我们每一个决定，让我们都来问自己一个问题：是不是荣耀神的名
？So when Jesus taught his disciples to pray,
当耶稣教导他的门徒在祷告的时候
，He said the most important thing a disciple should do is to always glorify His name, God's name, with his life.
所以耶稣教导他的门徒说，我们最重要的就是在他们所行的一切事上，他们都要荣耀父神的名。
And so every Jewish boy have to observe this one understanding, that is the law of God.
所以对于每一个犹太人的男孩来说，他们都要遵守的一个非常重要的一个诫命，就是神的诫命。
Which is what we call the old covenant. And it is summarized as this: love God, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it: love your neighbor as yourself. All the law, the prophet, hang on these two commandments.
所以这里在马太福音的22:37-40说，耶稣对他们说，你要尽心尽性尽意爱主你的神，这是诫命中的第一且是最大的，其次也相仿，就是要爱人如己。这两条诫命是律法和先知一切道理的总纲。
So by dying on the cross,
所以当耶稣他被钉十字架的时候，
He has lived his life to glorify his name,
他用他的生命来荣耀了父神的名，
to fulfill what every Jewish boy would do,
他也是实现了每一个犹太人他们会做的
事。To love God,
去爱神。
And to love his neighbor,
而且爱人如己。
So when he died,
所以当耶稣死的时候，
he did it because he obeyed God.
他这样做是因为他的顺服。
Because he loved God.
因为他爱神。
He was willing to go on the cross.
他因为爱神，他愿意走上十字架。
Because he loved God.
也因为他爱神。
At the same time, he went to the cross.
在他去十字架的同时。
Because he loved us.
因为他爱我们。
Amen. So he did that because of love.
所以耶稣这样做是出于爱。
And secondly, he did it because he was the Messiah.
耶稣这样做也是因为他是那个救世救主弥赛亚。
He died as the Messiah.
他是以弥赛亚的身份而死的。
The Messiah came to fulfill the law.
弥赛亚来是为了来成全律法。
In order to abolish it.
为了来废去律法。
Amen. He lived a perfect life.
因为他过了一个完全完美的人生。
And so in Matthew 5:17, he says, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them."
这里马太福音的5:17讲，莫想我来要废掉律法和先知，我来不是要废掉，乃是要成全。
For truly I tell you, until heaven and earth disappear, not the smallest letter nor the least stroke of a pen will by any means disappear from the law until everything is accomplished.
十八节讲，我实在告诉你们，就是到天地都废去了，律法的一点一画也不能废去，都要成全。
You see, Jesus came to fulfill the law.
所以耶稣来是为了成全律法。
So that he can put an end to it.
所以他会来终止这个律法，来废除这个律法。然后我们等一下会看到。
Before that,
但是在他成就这一切之前呢
，He cannot just abolish the law; he has to fulfill it.
他不能就是只是来啊、就做废掉这个律法，他必须成全这个律法。
And by dying on the cross,
通过他的在十字架的死
，He legally fulfilled the law.
他按照律法，他完全的成就了律法。
Because not only did he live the perfect life.
不仅是他有一个非常完满的生
命，他 loved God and loved people.
他不仅爱神也爱人。
But he also fulfilled all the animal sacrifices that were required in the temple.
他也遵守所有在以前旧约里面在圣殿里面的所有的献祭。
You see, every year,
每一年
the people of Israel had to gather around September around the temple.
所以在每年的九月呢，以色列人他们都会聚集在圣殿面前。
And it's called the Day of Atonement.
他们会称为赎罪日。
Why do they need a Day of Atonement?
为什么他们需要一个赎罪日呢？
It's because the Old Covenant was an agreement between God and man.
因为这个旧约呢是神与人之间的一个盟约。
And it is like a business agreement.
就好像一个生意上的一个盟约一样。
It is a conditional agreement.
是个有条件的一个契约。
If you will do A, B, C, then I will bless you as a God.
所以这个盟约的条件就是，如果你遵循这些一二三四个条例的话，那么我就会祝福你们。
If you don't do it, then I will curse you.
如果你不照做的话，那么我那个咒诅就临到你们。
And we call that the wrath of God.
我们称为神的愤怒。
Amen. It's a deal.
就好像是一个条例。
If you fulfill the law, I will bless you. If you don't, I will punish you.
所以这个约定就是，如果你遵循我的条例，那么我就祝福你；如果你没有遵循，我就会咒诅你。
Just like any business agreement today.
就像如今的很多那些在商业场上
的，If we both fulfill the condition, we both get rewarded.
如果我们甲乙双方呢，你都遵循这个条约的话，我们都会得到好处。
If not, there is a penalty.
如果大家其中一个人毁约的话，那么当初都有一个惩罚在那边。
So the covenant was conditional.
所以这个盟约呢是有条件的。
And guess what?
再猜什
么？Every single year.
所以每一年。
Israel always failed.
所以以色列他们总是会。会没有达到没有
fail to observe the law.
他们总是会失败来遵循这个律法。
So every year there should be the wrath of God poured out, judgment poured out, curse poured out.
所以因为他们没有遵循这个律法，所以那个神的愤怒、神的审判应该临到他们。
So in order to stop all of that,
但是为了不要这样的事情发生
，once a year they take the blood of the bull and the blood of the lamb into God's temple.
所以每年的这个时候呢，他们就会把带着那个动物的祭来到圣殿面前，动物的血。
So that God will give them one more year of grace.
所以来求神的赐给他们有新的一年的恩典。
That's one year of license.
所以这个祝福呢，只是有一年的保质期，一年的有效期。
But why? Because they were waiting for the Messiah to come.
这是因为他们在等待这个弥赛亚的到来。
To once and for all, remove all of their sins.
让他们一次过全部除掉他们的罪。
And so when Jesus died,
所以当耶稣被钉十字架的时候
，He died for the atonement of the people in Israel.
他是为了以色列人他们的罪而死的。
And then obviously for us.
当然，很明显也是为我们的罪而死。
That once and for all.
所以一次成就。
By his death,
因着他的死
and the shedding of his blood,
因着他流的宝血
he took away our sins.
他拿走我们所有的罪
That's the atonement.
这就是他的赎罪
So today, we are not under the wrath of God because of the blood of Jesus.
所以今天因为耶稣基督的宝血，我们不再是在神的这个愤怒之下
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And then, also legally, reason why he died.
就是从律法的角度来说，为什么耶稣会死呢
？It's so that he can once and for all fulfill the old covenant.
也是因为他一次呢就全部成就了这个旧约律法。
In order to terminate it.
为了来除掉，永久的除掉，废掉这个律法。
Because the old covenant is such a curse.
因为这个旧约真是很大的一个咒诅。
It is not something that God wanted.
并不是神所想要的一个约法。
But God had to terminate it.
但是神他要终止。
Now, in order to terminate an agreement,
为了终止一个合同合约的话
，It's like in Romans chapter 7 verse 1-2.
罗马书七章的一到二节。
Do you not know, brothers and sisters? For I am speaking to those who know the law, that the law has authority over someone.Only as long as that person lives. For example, by law, a married woman is bound to her husband as long as he is alive. But if her husband dies, she is released from the law that binds her to him.
这样，弟兄们，我现在对明白律法的人说，你们岂不晓得律法管人是在人活着的时候吗？就如女人有了丈夫，丈夫还活着，就被律法所约束；丈夫若死了，就脱离了丈夫的律法。
So when two people get married,
所以就好像两个人结婚的时候
，there is a marriage covenant.
他们有一个婚姻的一个盟约。
And yes, it's for the rest of your life.
所以这个约定的是好像永恒的，
Hallelujah.
是一生的。
Hallelujah! It's so romantic.
是非常好像很浪漫的。
Do you want to marry your wife or your husband for the rest of your life.
你想跟你的丈夫或者妻子永远的在一起。
Until the both of you grow old.
直到你们两个人都变得年迈的时候。
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's what you all promise each other.
这就是我们当时在结婚那一刻我们对彼此的一个承诺。
So how do you get out of it?
但是事实是怎样的呢
？Today, people can just go to the courts.
现在可能很多人就是如果出现问题了就去了法庭。
But no.According to the Bible, you can only be free from one way.
根据那个圣经所讲的，只有一个方法你可以找到这个出路。
It's when one of you die.
就是其中一个人死去的话。
I don't know why it mentions only the husband die. What about the wife?
这里只是讲说，如果丈夫死的话，如果妻子死去的话呢
？It says that the marriage agreement between the husband and wife finishes when one of you dies.
所以当夫妻双方中有一个，其中有一个人死的时候，那么那个婚姻的约法、律法的约束就结束了。
That's why Henry VIII had six wives. Henry VIII had six wives.
所以那个亨利六世呢，他有六个妻子。
And each one died.
每一个他都死了。
So that he is free to marry each one.
所以就是他的前任妻子过世以后呢，他就可以有权利再去娶另一
半。So in the old days, the wives sometimes get murdered.
所以可能在旧时，可能就是因为这样的事情呢，妻子很无缘无故被谋杀。
So the husband can marry again.
这样子他们就有权利再次再娶。
So that's why in the old days it's quite dangerous to get married as a woman.
所以可能在旧时，女士结婚好像挺有危险的。
And so Paul is saying, just like the marriage covenant.
所以这里保罗说，就好像婚姻的盟约一样。
To be free from it, one of you have to die.
为了不受到这个约束，可能除非是其中有一个人死了。
So in the old covenant,
所以就是在圣经的这个旧约里面
，you have man on one side and God on the other side.
这个盟约是神与人之间的个约定。
One party has to die.
其中一个约定受约束的人都要死去。
One thing is God can't die.
那个很明显是神他不可能死掉。
And God don't want you to die.
神也不想我们死去。
So what did He do?
所以神做了什么呢
？He sent His Son.As a man,
然后他让他自己的儿子来到世上成为人
，so that he, not you, God's side can die.
所以就是不是我们，而是神那一方可以死去
，so that he can die on behalf of man.
所以他就是可以代替人来受死
，Amen. So that he dies, not us die.
就是不是我们而死掉，而是他代替我们。
And that is why, according to the Bible,
所以就是根据圣经来讲。
That he has died in our place.
所以他是代替我们的位置来死。
So that you don't have to die.
所以我们不需要再
死。Now he's not talking about the death as in the earth, but the death of our soul.
他这里并不是讲说我们在就是地上的我们肉体的死去，而是说我们灵魂的死去。
When someone dies,
当一个人死的时候
，their soul has to go somewhere.
他的肉，他的魂呢，必须要去一个地方。
And the soul has a death.
这个魂呢也会有个死亡。
And Jesus had made that, has died for our in our place.
所以呢，耶稣是代替我们的位置来死去的。
Amen. In order to terminate the old covenant.
为了是终止这个旧约的约定。
Because the old covenant is such a curse.
因为这个旧约是好像很大的一个咒诅。
According to Hebrew, it says.That the old covenant is old because it's been replaced by the new.
这里在希伯来书说，这个旧约是已经是成为旧的，因为它被新的所代替了。
It's called the old covenant not because it's old in age.
它被称为旧约，并不是说这个约定已经很年久了，所以
It's old because it has been replaced.
它被称为旧的，是因为有新的来替
代它。Why does it have to be replaced?
为什么这个旧约要被取代呢
？Because the new contains better promises.
因为在这个新的约定里面有更好的应许。
The old brings curse.
在这个旧约里面带了咒诅。
And you have to work for it.
你必须要靠努力赚来。
The new is by grace.
但是在新约里面是靠人的恩
典。The new requires faith.
在新约里面需要信心。
The old requires works.
在旧约里面是靠我们的行为，靠我们的做。
In the new.
在新约里
the new covenant is this.
在这个新约里的
When you ask a Christian, what is the new covenant?
当我们问一个基督徒，这个新约到底是什么呢？
Not many can answer.
可能很多人都不能很清楚的解释。
The new covenant in a nutshell is this.
这个新约的意义，真正的意义是
We have forgiveness from God.
就是我们有从神而来的罪的赦免。
Second.
第二点
We have fellowship with God.
因此我们和神有一个连接。
And in that, there are many benefits.
在这个当中呢，有很多很多其他的好处。
Like eternal life.
我们有永生。
Healing, deliverance.
医治，有得释放。
Fellowship with God, Holy Spirit's guidance.
我们有圣灵的带领，有与神的交通。
So today, if you are a Christian,
所以今天如果你是一个基督徒
，if you need guidance from God, that new covenant will give you this.
如果你需要神的引导的话，那么在新约里会得到。
If you need healing and deliverance, the new covenant will will give you that.
所以你需要医治，需要得释放的话，这个新约会带来你这样的好处。
Amen. Amen. So the death of Jesus Christ was to terminate the old.
所以耶稣基督的死呢，是为了来终止旧约。
The second legal reason why he died.
这第二个那个按律法来讲的一个原因。
So that he can open up a new covenant.
他的死呢，让不止废去了旧的约，也开启了一个新的约。
So the same death of Jesus Christ.
同一个死。
Has activated, has made it legal, legally binding a new covenant.
因为他的死呢，让重新按。律法来讲呢，制定了一个新的盟约。
And that is illustrated through the Passover.
它也是借着这个逾越节来彰显出来。
Where the lamb has to be roasted.
就好像这个逾越节的羔羊呢，要需要被烤熟。
And eaten.
然后被吃掉。
The reason why it's eaten.
为什么需要被吃掉呢？
It's because it's a covenant meal.
这是一个盟约的一个餐。
Amen. Hallelujah. So Jesus had to die.
所以耶稣必须要死。
Because he loved God and loved man.
因为他爱神也爱人。
He fulfilled his obligation as a man and as Messiah.
他是作为一个人，也是作为弥赛亚的一个。
Legally, he terminated the old covenant and brought in the new covenant.
从律法的角度，他的死呢，也终止了旧约，为我们开启了一个新的盟约。
Hallelujah. Spiritually, what has happened?
从属灵的角度发生了什么呢
？Because of the termination of the old covenant，
是因为旧约的一个终止。
There is no more burden on us，
在我们身上没有更多的
To have to work in order to save ourselves，
以致通过我们的行为、我们的作为来拯救我们自己。
Because of the new covenant，
因为在新的约里面
，We just have to believe，
我们只需要有信心去相信
，and receive what Jesus has done。
来领受耶稣为我们做的。
So because of the work of Jesus,
因为耶稣的作为
，spiritually，
在属灵的层面来讲
，our sins has been forgiven，
我们的罪得赦免。
Because the new covenant enabled God to do this，
因为这个新的盟约让神可以这样做。
Amen. And sin is no longer dominion over us，
所以罪呢，在我们身上没有任何的权柄。
And we have been released.From the sting of the death.
那我们也把我们从死亡当中释放出来。
So today, as a Christian, today as a Christian,
今天我们作为基督徒
，our sins have been forgiven.
我们首先知道我们的罪得赦免
，and we have eternal life.
我们有永生
，because of the new covenant.
都是因为耶稣为我们带来的新约。
So spiritually, that's what's happened.
这是在属灵层面所发生的事。
Hallelujah, Amen.
Amen.
Spiritually, that's what happened. So therefore, in order to have that blessing on our lives,
所以为了让我们生命有神的祝福，
all you need to do is one thing.
我们所需要做的一件事就是
to believe and to receive, to identify with the death of Jesus Christ.
所以我们要相信并领受并认可耶稣基督他的死，
so that his death is my death.
所以他的死亡成为我们的死。
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
His death becomes your death.
我们来领受耶稣基督的死成为我们的死。
But if it's only to do with the death, then we just become sinless corpse. Sinless dead people.
所以如果只是领受了耶稣的死呢，那我们只是成为一个没有罪的，好像一个死人。
Forgiven dead people.
没有一个被赦免的一个尸体，一个罪的，没有罪的人。
But praise God. Not only did Jesus die.
感谢主，耶稣他不仅死了
，On Resurrection Day today，
但是在今天这个复活的日子
，He was raised again，
他是复活了。
So that today，
所以今天
，His resurrection becomes our resurrection，
也因为他的复活，我们得到了复活。
So therefore, as a Christian, we need to identify two things。
所以作为基督徒，我们要确定两件事
：That we die with Christ。
我们同耶稣一起死
，and that we were raised with Christ.
我们也同基督一起复活。
So you have to identify.
所以我们必须要来确认这件事。
And so Paul says in Romans chapter 7 verse 4. So my brothers and sisters, you also died to the law, to the body of Christ, that you might belong to another, to him who has raised the dead, in order that we might bear fruit for God.
罗马书的 七章第四节讲，我的弟兄们，这样说来，你们借着基督的身体在律法上 也是死了，叫你们归于别人，就是归于那从死里复活的，叫你们结果子给神。
So when Jesus said it is finished on the cross,
当耶稣在十字架说成了的时候，
He didn't say I am finished.
他没有说我完了，我成了。
Amen. He said when it is finished means the covenant is finished.
他当他说成的时候
，All covenant is gone.
他说这个旧约已经结束了，被废除了，终止了。
Hallelujah. That's why in a baptism we are baptized when we say when we go under the water it means death.
所以当我们在受洗礼的时候，我们是进入那个水里面，代表
我们。So why are we baptizing people?
为什么我们要给人施洗呢
？So that we identify with his death.
因为我们给他们同样认可耶稣的死。
Notice those of you who baptize, we don't leave you in the water.
当我们受洗的时候，我们并不把你放到水里面就不管了。
We raise you back up.
我们同时把你从水里
面扶出来。And when you come back out,
当我们从水里出来的时候。
You've been raised from the dead.
也代表了意义的
，Hallelujah.
从死里复活了。
However, the problem is.
但是呢，有一个问题就是。
Christians have a problem.
我们基督徒有一个问题。
And it all begins with about 500 years ago. There's a man called John Calvin.
这个问题是发生在好像500年前 ，John Calvin 这个人。
And he's a theologian.
他是一个神学者。
Also a lawyer.
也是一个律师。
That's why lawyers are dangerous.
律师很危险。
He describes the death of Jesus Christ as a substitution.
他把耶稣基督的死呢，形容成一种替代品。
So that he died for you instead of you dying.
所以他就是代替你去死。
That is correct.
这个说法是对的。
To some extent.
就是在某个层面来讲是对的。
That Jesus died for you so that you don't have to die.
他说耶稣为你死，所以你不用去死。
That Jesus took away the wrath of God from you, so that you don't receive the wrath of God.
所以就是耶稣因为他为你死，所以他从你身上拿走了神的愤怒。
But the problem with Christian is this.
但是对我们基督徒来说，我们有个问题。
When we explain that when we go to the law courts, law that we go to the judge.
当我们来到那个法官面前，
and we are guilty.
我们还是有罪的。
And we have been gambling. Let's say right, our sin is gambling.
比如说我们有这个罪，我们有这个赌博的罪。
And we owe £1,000,000.
我们可能欠债100万。
And the judge says you owe £1,000,000.
然后那个法官说你欠债100万。
And the model of John Calvin is this: that Jesus comes out and says,
这个神学者他用他所解释的方式。
He is not guilty. I am guilty.
他就说好像耶稣就是站在那个法官面前说哦，这个人 你没有罪 我是有罪的
I will pay the debt He can now walk free
我会为他付这个债务然后他可以免债走出去
That is true except something is missing
这个说法是对除了有一点不清楚
What is missing
什么东西没有对呢
The identification with Jesus' death and resurrection is what's missing
就是这里他没有讲到的就是关于去认可耶稣基督的死和他的复活。
And that is what's missing in the church today.
这也是我们今天在教会当中所
错
掉的。
As a Christian.
也是我们作为基督徒我们所
没有做到的。You see, many people, they think, oh, I come to church, my life is a mess, Jesus fixed it, I'm free to go.
所以很多人说我们来到教会我的生活一团糟然后耶稣帮我生命弄好了然后我就可以走了
So it's like a gambler say I've got a lot of debt Jesus paid for it Now I'm free to gamble again
就好像一个赌博的人说我欠债了然后现在耶稣为我偿还我的债务我可以就是再继续去赌博了
So we see it as a second chance But it's not a second chance
我们好像把这个看作是一个给我们的第二次机会但是并不是第二次机会
When you come to Jesus you die
当我们跟来到耶稣面前的时候，我们是跟他一起受死。
You have to die to your old self.
我们必须要在我们的旧我里面死去。
That's why the judge says you're not free to go. You're free to go one way only, one condition.
所以这个法官说，其实你并不是可以就是这样走出去，你除非有一个条件满足了。
That you die and get resurrected and then you can go.
就是你死去，然后你复活了以后，然后你才可以。
That's why in Christianity we're not here to change people's behavior.
所以作为基督徒我们不是在教会里面去强势改变人家的行为
We're telling people to die to self to die to their bondages to die to their sins
所以我们就是告诉他们要在我们的救我当中在我们的捆绑当中死去
And that's why we have to carry our cross
就是我们必须要带着我们的问题。
And then transformation comes.
然后呢，这样改变才会发
生。Then the renewal of the mind will come.
然后就是我们心意更新才会发生。
Otherwise, Christians will see it as Jesus take away my sin. That's it.
然后不然就是基督徒就认为说，耶稣拿着我所有的罪，然后就完了。
I can go carry on swearing at my wife, slapping her, go and gamble, get drunk, and have a good time.
然后就说，因为耶稣为我的罪拿走了，那么我会出去，我继续该干嘛干嘛，我还是继续我以前的生活。
Because Jesus has forgiven all my sins.
因为耶稣已经把我所有的罪已经赦免了。
No, that is not biblical.
这个说法是不对的。
Jesus demands that you crucify your old man, that you die. It is no longer that you live, but Christ lives in you.
所以这个耶稣要求我们，让我们与耶稣同钉死，让我们在旧我当中死去。
How do we transform our lives?
我们如何真正改变我们的生命呢？
It's by faith.
是靠信心。
Just like Paul says, you have to believe.
就好像保罗说的，我们必须要相信。
Your old man has been crucified with Christ.
让我们相信我们的旧我已经跟耶稣基督一起被钉死。
The old man doesn't mean your dad, right? It's you.
这个旧我并不是说你的父亲。
Right? You have been crucified with Christ.
是我们自己跟耶稣
基督。His death is your death.
他的死亡也是我们的死亡。
Amen. It is by faith.
但是靠信心。
It can only become a reality in your life. It's by faith.
只有靠着信心，这个事情才可以成为在我们生命当中成为真实。
How did you get saved?
我们如何得救
？It's by faith.
也是靠信心。
So how do you get transformed?
你如何得到生命的改变
？It's by faith.
也是靠信心。
It's more effective to transform your life by faith.
就如果靠
say, I have died.
是靠着信心，我觉得更有效的去改变我们的生命。
I don't need to sin.
就是我的旧我已经死去了，
I don't need to live in this bondage.
我不需要再活在这个捆绑当中。
I don't need to live in my own life.
我不需要再活在旧我的那个生活。
I am a new creation.
我在基督里面是一个新造的人。
Amen. That is why many of us, when we pray as the old man.
所以很多时候我们祷告的时候，就还是以旧我的方式来祷告。
We get on our knees as an old man.
我们是救我的方式来跪膝，对神面前祷告。
Crying out to God, save me as the old man.
就是向神哭求，就好像以救我的形式来哭求。
Crying out as the old man.
以救我的形式向神哭求。
No wonder why God doesn't answer.
难怪神没有垂听我们祷告。
Because He only has one desire for your old man.
因为神对你的救我只有一个想法。
Die.
就是要死去。
Hallelujah.Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You see, it's not behavior modification. It's just purely just die.
所以并不是说我们一个行为的一个改变，而是一个完全的死去。
So I hope you got a cross at home, a virtual cross.
所以我希望你在你们家里有一个真的看得见的十字架。
Every time when you want to argue with your wife or your husband,
每次想你跟你的妻子或丈夫要争吵的时候
，get on the cross and die.
去到那个十字架上，好像看想到你自己被钉死。
啊，老婆，我不跟你吵了，我死了。
说，我们要给我写 ，I'm Christian。
Yeah. Every day, you know.
每天我们都来到十字架上来被钉死。
Amen. Rather than argue, you know, dead people don't argue.
就是与其去争吵，我们知道死掉的人是无法来争吵的。
老公，为什么没有反应的？我死了。Amen. I'm dead.
但我们知道我们的救我死之后，我们无法。
Because the more you believe you have died.
因为你越多你相信你已经被钉死的时候。
The more you believe you are living in a new life as a new creation.
你更多的相信你是以一个全新的人的方式来活着的。
Every day you should be less of Adam and more of Jesus.
所以每天我们要更少的亚当，更多的耶稣基督。
You should look more and more like Jesus in your character.
在我们的性格当中，我们一个更多的像耶稣。
Amen. It is not by modifying your behavior; it's by believing.
并不是靠着来这个行为的改变来。
By confessing.
而是通过相信。
That I have died.
通过来。
I don't need to sin.
说我应该，我的救我已经死去了，我不会再犯罪了。
Deal with your bondages. If you deal with your sin this way, you will have victory.
如果你用这种方式来处理你的罪，来处理你的捆绑的话，那么你会得胜。
Hallelujah.That's why, brothers and sisters, if you want peace at home,
所以弟兄姐妹，如果你们想家中有平安的话
，one of you have to die.
我们其中一个必须要死去。
Better both of you die.
当然，最好是两个都死去。
When you both die, there's nothing to argue.
两个都死掉了，就没什么好争的了。
Yeah, do you ever see dead people argue? It should be very quiet at home.
家里就会应该非常的平静了。
Hallelujah. Die to yourself.
让我们自己在我们的旧。
Don't keep saying I want justice, but for God, change my husband.
不要一直跟神说神呐，我要公义，求你来改变我的那个我的另一半。
Let me ask you this question: Is it the old person praying, or is it the new person praying?
我问你一个问题：是旧我在祷告呢，还是你新人在祷告呢？
It's the old person always seeking for justice.
总是来好像来寻求这个公义。
The new person seeks for forgiveness.
这新的人是寻求啊。
The old covenant is always judgment. The new covenant is always forgiveness.
因为在旧约里面总是审判，在新约里面却总是饶恕。
If you can't forgive, you are still living as an old person.
如果你无法来饶恕的话，那么你还活在旧我当中。
Hallelujah.That's why, brothers and sisters, take care of the man inside you, not on your, just on your outside.
所以我们真的是看我们里面的人，不只是说看我们外表。
Have you ever seen people? They look really nice on the outside, they paint their face, everything, you know? But inside, wow!
有没有见过有些人，他们的外表非常的华丽，非常的好看，但是里面会让你非常的
差异。Wow, really old.
觉得里面非常的非常
的。Wow, the person inside really old.
好像在他里面那个人好像非常的老一样。
Amen. Old so that they almost decaying.
就好像要烂掉腐烂一样老到。
So brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姐妹们。
On this resurrection day.
到今天这个复活的日子。
It can only be a resurrection for you if you die.
只有你死掉，今天才会成为你复活的日子。
The resurrection is irrelevant to you if you are not dead.
如果你还没有死去的话，那这个复活的日子对你来说也是没有关系的。
How can you be raised up if you're not dead yet?
如果我们都没有死去，怎么会可以复活呢
？You can only experience the power of God if you have died and you've been raised from the dead.
只有我们真的是死去以后，然后才会经历到神的能力来让我们复活。
Your old person is your biggest enemy.
所以我们的旧我是我们最大的敌人。
So all you need to do is to keep telling yourself, I have died.
所以我们需要做就是不断的告诉我们自己，我们的旧我已经死去了。
And this is the verse that you need to memorize and say over and over again every day.
所以说我们需要每天都要 去祷告去宣扬宣告的一个
经文 Galatians
2:20 加勒太书的第二章二十节
Everybody say together
让我们大家一起来读这句话
I have been crucified with Christ and I no longer live but Christ lives in me the life I now live in the body I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me
我们一起来读我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
So whenever you say, 死了，死了。
所以每次我们说，我对。
Make sure.It is the old man, 死了，死了。
所以我们确保是我们救我死去。
Amen, Hallelujah. You say to yourself, No, just like Paul, he says, No, how can I sin when I've already died to sin?
就是如果，就是保罗说，如果我们已经在罪里死了，我们如何还会犯罪呢
？He said, It's not possible for me to sin if I die to sin.
但如果我已经在罪里死去了，那不可能再去犯罪。
But there's one possibility.
那么还有一个可能就是
，If you're still alive.
那你还没有死，
Hallelujah.
还活着的。
But when you're dead, you're dead.
如果你死了，就是死了。
But when you're dead, the old covenant can no longer have hold on you.
如果我们真的在旧我里面死去，那个旧约就在你生命中没有权柄了。
When you're alive in Christ, the new covenant's blessing is on your life.
如果我们真的跟耶稣从复活的时候，这个新的约、新的祝福在你生命当中的。
That's why when you speak to the person who's blind, you can open the eyes because the resurrection power is available to you.
所以当我们对为瞎眼的祷告的时候，这个复活的能力会可以让这个瞎眼的得看见。
That's why when you pray as a new man.
所以当我们以这个新人来祷告的时候
，Your prayer is full of faith.
我们的祷告是充满信心的。
Hallelujah, because Christ is in me.
因为耶稣基督在我们里面
Christ is in me.
基督在我里面
Let's say this once more. I have been crucified with Christ. I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
让我们再一起来读一下这个加拉太书第二章二十节。我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
Hallelujah. So the resurrection is only relevant to you if you have died.
就当我们死去的时候，那个复活才会真正发生。
That's why today's resurrection day is so important.
所以今天这个复活的日子非常的重要。
Because Jesus' resurrection is my resurrection, your resurrection.
因为耶稣基督的复活是我的复活，也是你的复活。
And how do we know that Jesus is alive?
我们如何知道耶稣是活着的呢？
How do we know?
我们如何知道呢？
This is Jesus' tomb in Jerusalem.
在耶路撒冷，这个耶稣的坟墓。
How do you know that Jesus is alive?
我们如何知道耶稣是活着的呢？
Because I was there.
因为我去过那边。
I found that the tomb was really empty.
我真的是看到见证的那个。
So therefore, Jesus must have been alive.
那么耶稣基督一定是活着的了。
If you don't believe me, you go to Jerusalem and look at Jesus' garden, at the tomb, and you will find the same thing. He's risen. He's not there.
所以如果你不相信我的时候，你自己亲自去耶路撒冷去见证耶稣那个坟墓。
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is an empty tomb.
是一个空的。
Hallelujah. Let's all pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Lord, today we are so grateful to who you are.
主，我们真的是为你，我们献上感恩，主。
Lord, I thank you that you died for me.
主，谢谢你为我而死。
And you were raised up for me.
你也因为我而复活。
Today, Lord.
今天，主。
Help me to die to my old self.
主，帮助我的旧我来死，与你一起钉死。
Father, let my old self die.
父啊，帮助我们的旧我死去。
Let my old nature die.
让我们旧的。
Let me every day be raised up more and more like Jesus.
让我们每一天都更多的像你。
So that I too can stay with Paul.
所以让我们可以跟你一起。
To stay with Paul.
就好像保罗一样。
It is no longer I who live.
像保罗说的，不再是我活着。
But Christ lives in me.
乃是基督活在我里面。
Hallelujah. Father, I thank you for today. Today is Easter Sunday.
主要今天是复活节。
That Jesus gloriously rose from the dead.
主啊，你荣耀的复活。
And I thank you 2,000 years ago.
主，感谢你。
Such an event happened.
主啊，我感谢在两千年之前这么伟大的事情发生。
That the tomb is empty.
我们见证的这个坟墓是空的。
Today, Lord, you are seated at the right hand of God.
主，叫我们今天你坐在父神宝座的右边。
Thank you, Lord.
谢谢你，主。
Thank you for all that you have done.
谢谢你为我们所做的一切。
Thank you, Lord.
谢谢你。
Help us today, Lord.
请你求你帮助我们。
To receive that resurrection life.
能帮助我们领受你复活的生命。
The power, the dynamis of the Holy Spirit.
主要靠着圣灵而来的能力。
That today, Lord, we walk in power.
主帮助我们今天行在你的能力当中。
In that resurrection power.
在这个复活的大能当中。
So that we are no longer afraid of fear.
所以我们不再被惧怕所捆绑。
Of any worries.
我们不会被任何担忧所捆绑，任何敌人仇敌的攻击。
We're no longer afraid of death.
我们不再惧怕死亡。
Because you have triumphed over all.
因为你在一切事上已经得胜了。
Your victory is our victory.
你的得胜就是我们的得胜。
Thank you, Lord.
谢谢你主。
Thank you, Lord.
谢谢你主。
So brothers and sisters, today, are there anything in your life?
弟兄姐妹，如果今天在你生命中有任何的事
，that seems impossible to change.
如果对你来说你觉得不可能去改变的话
，perhaps
可能是
，you need to die to self.
可能你需要你的旧我死去。
You need to stop seeking justice.
你需要停止，不要再去寻找公义。
Instead, forgive.
而是要选择饶恕。
So that God can give you the justice.
这样神才给你带来真正的公义。
So God can make the transformation.
这样神会给你带来生命的改变。
Hallelujah.
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 Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
until we die,
直到我们的救我死去
that which you hope for, that which you seek,
你在苦苦寻求的，你所盼望的事
is always have, the door will always close.
那个门会为你关上。
So today I encourage you.
所以今天我鼓励大家。
To pray the simple prayer.
让你做一个简单的祷告。
Lord Jesus Christ.
主耶稣基督。
Help me to die.
帮助我的救我死去。
That I may live.
让我一次可以活。
The life that you want me to live.
让我过活一个你所赐给我的生命。
That I may experience.
让我可以经历到主。
The fellowship of God.
与你的沟通主。
In the way I should.
我应该去经历到你。
So I pray, Father, for every brothers and sisters in this place.
所以主啊，我为我们今天在座的每一个弟兄姐妹祷告。
Every family.
每一个家庭祷告。
That the glory of God may dwell in our household.
主，愿你的荣耀住在我们的家中。
That every couple.
每一个夫妇。
Will love one another.
都彼此相爱。
Turn the other cheek.
让我们把的另外一个脸颊转的地方。
Forgive each other.
让我们彼此饶恕。
And die to self.
让我们自己的在我们救我当中死去，让我们可以在耶稣基督里面活着。
So that when our children look at us,
所以当我们的孩子看着我们的时候
，they see that we are is kadosh Hashem, we honor your name.
当我们孩子看到我们的时候，我们知道我们的所做的一切都荣耀父你的名。
We hallow your name.
我们都尊你的名为圣。
With our words and our actions.
让我们的言语，让我们的行为都荣耀你的名。
Oh Lord, I just pray that every one of us here today.
主，我们祷告我们在这里的每一个人，主。
That we will honor your name.
我们都尊你的名为圣。
We honor your name.
尊你的名为圣。
Father, give us the strength.
主，求你赐给我们的力量。
And the faith in Jesus' name.
在耶稣基督的名下敬主。
Hallelujah.
奉耶稣的名。
Let's all stand. 大家起来。